622, 1320, WILS. Retail, the retail industry is facing some challenges that it has never faced before. If you've got Amazon out there, you've got the entire internet to deal with, Walmart, and now QVC and HSN, the two television stations that sell all day long, they're about to merge. Let's talk to Pamela Danziger. She's the author of the book, What Do Henrys Want? She's a speaker, market researcher, and internationally recognized for her expertise on the world's most influential consumers. Pamela, great to have you on WILS.
It's nice to be with you today.
Yeah. What's now this merger with QVC and HSN, how big of a deal is that, would you say?
I think it's about $3 billion. And I mean, it's still, you know, the details are being worked out, but I expect that we're going to see that merger come to fruition because they've been talking about it on and off for about 25 years. So it's just a natural progression of where these two brands and these two companies go. And there'll be a lot of efficiencies that each of them are going to gain as a result of this deal.
And would you say they really do sap a lot of business away from local retailers?
Well, you know, that's a very interesting question because I mean I think that when we look at television shopping as a business, people really in the marketing world and the marketing circles that I run in like to, you know, it's kind of like the channel that gets no respect, but it has come such a long way. It's been fully integrated with internet and digital and video since its very inception, mm-hmm. and now so many brands are catching on to the power of video. Well, you know, QVC and HSN knew about that a long time ago, and it allows customers the convenience of shopping at home, which is very significant, or anywhere they are. But the most important thing is it really entertains, and it is truly an entertainment medium. And I confess that I watch these shows for entertainment too,
mm-hmm. which is hard to do when you're just the average brick-and-mortar retailer. And how do you see the local retail industry fighting against things like this, kind of a merger and Amazon? How are they going to survive all this?
Well, you know, that's like my last book, my most recent book, which is called Shops at Pop, 7 Steps to Extraordinary Retail Success. And that's the message that I'm trying to deliver in Shops at Pop, is that we have to, if you're a small independent retailer that lives on Main Street, you know, and depends upon the local community for your business, you have a tremendous amount of power against these big, huge conglomerates. But you have to know how to use it effectively. And that's where the service and that personal connection with the customer comes in. And when I say personal, it's more than just, you know, greeting people when they come in the door and saying thank you when they leave. It's really about curating and customizing and designing your independent store to be a true experience for the customer and entertain it.
You have to get them there. Do you think consumers are at a point now where they want to be so convenient that it's got to happen on their phones or on their computers?
No, I really don't think so. But it's taken it's the difference between the buying experience. Actually, you know, you need to buy a product. Well, oftentimes, if you need to buy a product, you're going to go to the internet and you're going to buy it easy and quick. If you want a shopping experience, that's a whole new mindset. I mean, those two, buying and shopping, used to be combined, but now they've been disintermediated. Mm-hmm. And so retailers on Main Street need to understand that shopping is a decision. And, you know, one of the number one thing that I see over and over again is that stores maintain this, you know, this dedication to the 10 or 9 to 5, 10 to 6 kind of hours. Mm-hmm. But that's not when the people are on Main Street. They're there visiting the bars and restaurants.
That's a good point. Now, do you think men are into this shopping experience?
Oh, without a doubt, men are just as experientially oriented as women. I mean, men buy and shop in different sorts of ways, but yes, they want the same kinds of experience and the same experiences that women do. You know, just divvied up in different ways.
And, I mean, you know, because when I think of a guy shopping, he wants to just get it. You know, there it is, I want it, I'm buying it, versus browsing and exploring and that kind of thing.
Well, look at a man in a jewelry store or a shopping room for a gift for his wife. Right. You know, he's going to be, and they really do like to touch and feel, and they like to compare. So, you know, men I know are big showroomers, which is the expression used, that they go into the store, look at something, and then they go to their phones. But, you know, I see one of the fastest growing categories in men's in retail right now is men's fashion. So that tells you something. They're actually thinking more about how they look, how they dress, and looking for advice, going to stores, going to retailers for the advice that they just don't get, you know, in shopping on Amazon.
Look, these stories have been going on for years, right? Walmart moves into town, all these local shops close down, and now Amazon is making a move, you know, into the food industry, right, into grocery stores. I mean, what's the prognosis? Where is the retail industry headed, in your view, then?
The word that everybody is using is the retail apocalypse, and I've written about it quite a bit. I mean, I think there's going to be significant adjustments to retail, into brick and mortar retail. There's going to be significant adjustments. It's already happening. Lots of malls are either closing or on the brink of closure, because people really do not want to go to a mall. That's not the place to go anymore. But Main Street has they're charming, and Main Street really, you know, it feeds into this locavore kind of cultural happening and awakening that we have today. So I think that but you really need to be willing to step out and do something different and try something new. You can't just keep doing the same things you did in the 90s or even before the recession. And the good news is the retailers that survived the recession, I mean, we're almost, you know, 9-10 years out from it, are really the best of the best. So they really have their best foot forward, and they just need to keep pushing it and really making their store an experience for the customer, not just about selling things.
We have less than a minute, but why are malls they falling apart now? What happened there?
Because they don't understand local retail. They don't understand how to become part of the community. I mean, some are catching on, but basically, you go into a mall. I mean, I'm in Pennsylvania, you're in Michigan. You go into a mall, and all the same stores are there.
Mall.
You have no sense at all of the place or locale, which is very different than if you go
to a Main Street here or a Main Street there. That's a great point. Pamela Danziger, her latest book is Shops That Pop. Shops That Pop. You can find her at unitymarketingonline.com. Unitymarketingonline.com. It's Pamela Danziger right here on 1320 WILS. Thank you, Pamela.
Thank you, Michael. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 6:30. When we come back, North Korea, what to do next.